गुड इवनिंग,
गुड इवनिंग,
सुनाया और क्या सुन?
जरन्यू है ना चबोतो
हद समय आखिर सो बहावर
वो
गिव इट अ मिनट और टू फॉर अदर्स टू कम.
ओके
खाना
हद समय
हाँ
We're going to give it another minute or so, just see if other people come.
okay, I'm going to go ahead and mute.
Okay. All right, we're going to begin. Handout can be found in a number of places. The unique astrological times link will have the handout where you list all of the days associated with the counting. That handout is at yeshem.com/Omer, Omer dot htm. You can also find it at on the first days of Nisan link at the bottom of the page. Once you have opened up that landing page of the Omer.htm, scroll to whichever day it is. Today is the first day of April.
Malcolm.
And we're going to start with the Lashem Yehud for the counting of the Omer, which is slightly different than the normal Lashem Yehud that I do in most classes. I believe Malcolm just came on. I want to make sure you have the handout. You know where to find the handout, Malcolm.
Okay.
On the unique astrological times link, go to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and you should be able to find it under that. If you don't find it there, then the link above Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first days of Nisan that we've been using, at the bottom of that landing page, you'll find the link to the Omer, the last link on that page. And if you ever just can't find it, it's a very simple one to type into your browser, which is yeshem.com/Omer, Omer dot htm.
Thank you.
And then once you have that landing page, you have to find the right day. So it goes by date, today being the 1st of April. So open that up. And we're about to start at the Lashemia food. And as I was saying, this Lashemia food has some additional wording different than what I normally do in my Lashemia foods, because this is specifically for the Omer. Lashemia food, Kuchabari Fu, Ishkinte, Ishilu, Urfimu, Urfimu, Ubhilu, Leakta, Lush, Lashem, Yudhe, Bavavhe, Yehuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael, Hinea Nachnu, Bain, Lakayem, Mitzvat, Sefirata, Omer, La Sot, Nachat, Ruach, Riots, Reinu, Vela Sot, Ritzon, Borenu, Vaihino Amadunai Elohinu Alena Maaseya Deinu Kunane Alena Maaseya Deinu Kunanehu. Now for the second part, which is a series of, I believe it's four verses from various Psalms. And I will read them in sequence without mentioning the Psalms, but they are listed on the handout. Adonai Yohewahe Yigmor Badi, Adonai Yohewahe Hazdecha Le'elam Ma'asei Adecha Alterech Echra Elohim Elyon Ra'el Gomer Alay Vene Amar Ve'evor Alay Yerech Mit Buseset Edamayich Wa'omer Lach Edamayich Hayu Yomar Lach Edamayich Hayeh Barki nafshi et Adonai Yohei Wahei Adonai Yohei Wahei Elohai Gadalta Meod Od Hadar Levashta Ote Or Kashalma Note Shamaim Kariya. We'll now do the blessing. When we do the blessing, we have the idea of the more or makif, the surrounding light is being generated. The last two words of the blessing are Sefirat HaOmer. The first letters of those terms has a gematria Samach and Hey of 65, which is the gematria of the name Adonai, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And when we say Hashem's name and we do the Yohewahe, we also meditate upon the spelled out name of Forty-five is the name associated with Zerantin.
Baruch atah Adonai Yohewahei. Eloheinu melech haolam kiddushanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al sefirat ha'omer. Hayom Shene Yamin La'Omer and the inner light, the Orpanimi Harachaman hu yahatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimheira b'yameinu. And we may all say amen. Now, when it comes to step number 4, we're doing Psalm 67. We're saying Psalm 67. The Ari, and Psalm 67 is the menorah psalm. It has 8 verses. The first verse is a Lam Natseach. It's a description, as we've been talking about when we study the Psalms. Lam Natseach is a pruning word, a cutting word. So we don't count that verse towards the discussion of the Omer. We say it because it's all part of the verse. But the other 7 verses, there are 3 verses, then there are the 4th verse, or the 5th verse actually, has 49 letters. And then it's followed by 3 verses. And these verses tend to be similar and like mirror-like, the first 3 and the last 3. They're not exactly mirrors, but they're similar. They're very, very similar. And in total, there are 49 words. So we will connect with first with a word, then with a letter. And then as we get further into the counting, we will connect with the letter first and then the word. But we're going to use both of these tools to contemplate aspects of what needs to be cleansed within each one of us. And the only person who can do that is yourself. So the whole purpose of what I will be saying is just to motivate you to contemplate along a line. But that contemplation can be totally different. And where you take it is up to you. Lam Natseach bin Ginot Mizmor Shir Elohim Yechaneinu. The word Yechaneinu is associated with this date, with this counting. Yechaneinu means favor us. But it's a corrupt translation, because while it's an accurate translation, it doesn't go to the depth of the word. The yud at the beginning of the word has the idea of being active. Yud at the beginning of any verb is an indication of activeness, of action. The next 2 letters, Chet and Nun,
spell the word hen, which translates as grace. But on a deeper level, it translates as Chachma Nestar, hidden or concealed wisdom. And the new at the end means us, the community. So we are talking about the hidden wisdom, the actively hidden wisdom of us. So this is indicating to us that the word is allowing us to use this word to cleanse ourselves so that we look at the hidden things that we may have done that were foolish or unwise, the things that we have hidden from others, the things that we hide from ourselves. Use that as a point, as an idea to contemplate. What have you hidden from yourself? What have you hidden from others? What would you like to perhaps make a list for the future of or even now for tomorrow to do teshuvah about, to erase those things that we have done foolishly in the frame of concealment behind closed doors?
Vidarkenu Yair Hanav Itanu Selah.
You'll notice the verse has the word Selah. And we've been discussing in the Psalms that Selah is a word that causes us to pause and contemplate.
Lada'at ba'aretz darkecha b'kol goyim yeshuatecha yoducha amim Elohim yoducha amim kulam.
This is the verse that has 49 letters. The first letter is the Yud. The Yud that represents Hashem, the Yud that represents action. How will you use the Yud to be active with respect to the contemplation of the Shin, which is the second letter? The Shin is a letter that has balance within it, but at the same time, it's a letter that created fire. Does fire give you balance? How can you control your passions, which is another way of understanding fire? How can you control your passions to reflect the balance of the shin that is created from three vavs, the three columns of the tree of life?
Yismechu v'iranenu le'umim ki tishpot amim. pause for contemplation. Yoducha Amin Elohim, Yoducha Amin Kulam, Eretz Natna Yehula Yivar Kenu, Elohim Eloheinu, Yivar Kenu Elohim, Vayiru Oto, Kol Afse Aretz. The fifth action, the fifth paragraph, the fifth step in the counting is to say the Anabakoa. But we do it slightly differently. The second word, the Koach, is the letter Bet, is the second letter of the 42 letters. And because we add the word composed of the, each letter of the verses, we have seven letters, seven words in each verse. And so we have 49 words as we will go through the 49 days. Please join me in saying the Anabakoach, where we will stop at the letter Bet. Anabakoach. The letter Bet is a house. A house where we've concealed those hidden things. Well, we've concealed those foolish hidden things. How have we corrupted our houses? How have we mixed those foolish hidden things in the relationships between husbands and wives? How have we done that in other ways with our children? One of the goals in character development is to make your outer face be equal to and mirror your inner face. This is the idea of the house, the number two, that is represented by the bet. Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutat Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadbeinu Tacharenu Nora Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yitkashin Barchen Tacharen Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamren Betet Reish, Saditaf Gimel. Chasim Kadosh, Berov Tucha, Nael Adatecha. Het Kufet, Tet Nunayim. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha penei zokre kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayim Tu Shavateinu kabel Ushma tziyakateinu Yodea ta'alumot Shin Kufal,
Tadiyutta. In the eighth verse of the Anabakoth, we say in a whisper. We say a rather long paragraph at this point. At the end, towards the end of it, almost to the end of it, we will count in the third way. The third way is the Sefirah. Ribono shel olam, ata tsevitanu al yedei Moshe, avdecha lispor Sefirah haomer, kidei letacharenu mikli potenu, umi tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta b'torata usfartem lachem mimacharad ha-shabbat miyom ha-viachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tihi ena ad mimacharad ha-shabbat Hashvi'it ha-sefiru chamishim yom kidei she'itacharu nafshot amcha Yisrael mizoch amatam uvechein yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai Eloheinu ve'elohei avoteinu שבזכות ספירת האומר שספרתי היום יתוקן מה שפגמתי בספירה גבורה שבחסד. This week is about chesed. But within chesed, there are seven sefirot. And the second one is gevurah. What does it mean to have judgment or power be limited? Instead of love being limited by gevurah, by judgment, what does it mean for judgment to be expanded by love? We all tend to judge others, not realizing that each one of these others is our mirror. In what way are you judging others? That you can see yourself within them, where they are your mirror. Contemplate the meaning of Gevurah Shebechesed, judgment in the week of love. V'yet taher v'yet kadesh b'kdusha shem ma'ala amen sela. There are other steps that we will go through, but before we do that, I'd like to bring your attention to a section of the Torah. We've discussed it briefly in many places. It's the worlds of Tohu and Bohu, the worlds that occurred before our world. And in the book of Genesis, there's a section where the eight kings of Edom are named before there is a king in Israel is the way the Torah words it and describes it. There are 8 of these, and 7 of them died. The 8th one did not die. But the 2nd one is named Yovav. And it's in the week of the Bila. Bila is the word of swallowing. Bila hamavet lanetzah is the phrase you're most used to. Bila means to swallow. And we can understand this is the energy, this is the consciousness of wanting everything in their sight, everything that they can't even see, everything in the universe. But Yovav has a different essence. Yovav is 20. It's returning light along with direct light. It's a complete structure of all of these 20 sephirot, 10 sephirot of direct light and 10 sephirot of returning light. This is the energy of swallowing that we can control. If we meditate on these two words, Yovav, the Bila. As we scroll down further into this page, I'm just having difficulty scrolling, so we mentioned the Tzaddikim who passed this day. These are from the 16th day of Nisan. Excuse me, the 17th day of Nisan. Last night we counted this. And while my page is trying to set up, thank you. Well, I'm going to leave the rest of it to you to read down the page and become aware of the things we do, because this is, my computer is taking too long and I need to restart it. But we connect to the Sadiqim who left on this day, because there's a connection between this day and the Omer counting of that day, as well as the Sadiqim who've left. And by making the connections, we strengthen the energy we have to search our characteristics. We connect to a prophet because there are 55 prophets, 48 male and 7 female. And by making this connection, again, strengthening and making a connection to a soul that is higher than we are spiritually, and utilizing that, the light of that soul, to help us grow our characteristics spiritually, to cleanse ourselves through this mechanism. Each day of the counting of the Omer is a cleansing that has us grow spiritually, so that when we reach Shavuot, the 50th day, we are able to receive the light of Pesach that now comes with the potential for bread of shame. We're able to receive it without the bread of shame, and that's what Shavuot is about. That's what the counting of the Omer is about. That's how Pesach ties to Shavuot. It's the same light. As a free gift on Pesach, that becomes the possibility of the bread of shame to receive it on the Shavuot. But because we've counted the Omer, we built the vessel that does not need bread of shame. We have earned it through this process. The Sadiqim who passed this day, the 1st of April, the 17th day of Nisan, is Rabbi Meir Abba Chatzeria. He is the son of Rabbi Yisrael, known as the Baba Sali. Rabbi Yisrael Noach of Nizan, the son of Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Lubavitch. Rabbi Avraham Reuven ben Hoshke, HaKohen Katz. Rabbi Yitzhak of Schwer. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Lev. I'm still having trouble. Let me see if I can get to the bottom. I scroll. No, I'm scrolling, still not working properly. So I promise tomorrow I will have restarted my computer in advance. So I bid you all Hag Sameach. I remind you that tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time, we will
read the Torah together for those of you who wish to join. Chag Sameach to all. Have a beautiful evening.
Chag Sameach. Thank you.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.